Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third, the right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth, the DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Chip Hale. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Guardado. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second, the DH, Steve Sachs. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Mack. The throw from Carcoviche to Guillen and they have Mack trapped. The throw over to Thomas, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grebeck strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McCarty strikes out. One out. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rabule moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Raines steals second. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Raines moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mike Hartley now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Winfield moves to second. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCarty is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarty hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sax takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Sax. The throw from Harper and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burks strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grybek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. McCarty picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on McCarty. Thomas scores. Ventura goes all the way around to score. Grybek moves to third. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grybek catches it and throws to first to double up Winfield. 2 outs. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sax hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Carey now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. McCarty reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCarty tags and scores. 1 out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Mack moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Bernardo Brito pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen now playing first base. Bernardo Brito now playing left field. Lenny Webster now catching. Dave McCarty now playing right field. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brito. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Ventura moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field. Brito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brito. Raines reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Grebeck scores. It's 13-2, White Sox. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Warren Newson now playing right field. Jose De Leon now pitching. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Winfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Grybek hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-4 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McCarty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Radinsky. McCarty moves to second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Mack is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCarty moves to third. Two outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-5, White Sox. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brito is 0-for-1 in the game. Brito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.